Like many old cities, Savannah stakes a lot on its history. In fact, the National Park Service calls Savannah's downtown one of the largest urban historic landmark districts in the country, a big draw for tourists and residents alike. But a new report finds the unique district is under threat. It comes down to a familiar tension between building the future and preserving the past. Probably the best way to experience Savannah is the way a lot of locals and tourists do, on foot.
So welcome to Savannah. I'm Bonnie.
Our tour guide, Bonnie Terrell, tells us that to understand Savannah, you have to understand James Edward Oglethorpe, who founded the Georgia colony and designed this city.
He planned the usage of all the space in the city. He was very meticulous, even down to the use of the lots and the width of the streets.
The streets run in a grid, broken up by open space with grass, walkways, and fountains. Locals call them squares. A mix of public buildings and homes surround the squares, with alleys known as lanes running behind.
So even the lanes are part of our original plan. Sadly, they've been built over in various places.
And that is where the trouble comes in. A substantial part of downtown Savannah is a National Historic Landmark District. That means the federal government considers it significant to the country's history. And a recent study recommends listing the district as threatened, sort of like an endangered species. The biggest threats? Development that's too big and erosion of Oglethorpe's plan.
I think Savannah is a victim of its own success.
Ellen Harris directs historic preservation for Savannah's Metropolitan Planning Commission.
Because we have so many tourists, we need to have facilities to accommodate them. And then that leads to, you know, new hotels and larger hotels. And I'm not just picking on hotels. We have other large scale developments.
But hotels are some of the most visible new projects in that area. More than a dozen are in some stage of planning or construction, according to the new report. And there's a paradox here. Hotels come to town because the historic district attracts tourists and historic preservation tax credits. Developers like Richard Kessler use those credits to adapt and preserve Savannah buildings.
It motivates people like us to say, okay, let's take this on.
The idea is that without that incentive for developers, historic buildings would fall into disrepair. But critics say some developers get away with making too many changes, building a little higher, a little bigger, a little closer to the sidewalk. Kessler has gotten some allowances for his hotel projects, but he says others have gone further.
Could we have pushed for another floor or two or three? Yeah, we could have. And we could have probably got it. But I think from a design point of view, we didn't think that was the thing to do.
Daniel Carey is president of the Historic Savannah Foundation. He says every change, big or small, matters.
Cumulatively, if you start saying, well, now we're going to allow taller buildings and we're going to cut some corners on Oglethorpe's plan, those things do start to add up.
The question is whether enough changes have added up to endanger a unique historic city. Because that's where everyone agrees. Savannah is special and worth preserving. Developer Richard Kessler.
You've got a diamond here to work with. It's a beautiful city. And if we do the right thing, we can make it more beautiful and make it more livable.
Developers and preservationists agree the key is finding the right balance between Savannah's past and its future. The National Park Service is taking public comment through June 30th on whether the historic district should be listed as threatened. That change would hurt Savannah's image as a historic destination. But Carey says the report has already done its job.
Really, regardless of what the Park Service says, this report says that we need to do more, we need to do better, and we need to take this pretty seriously.
For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.